Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
When I wrote this book, The Wealth Cure, it was like, okay, how do we cure the racial wealth gap, right? This came out 10 years ago. And the whole thing was, okay, technology wasn't there to scale impact the way it is today. The technology is here now. We don't, it's decentralized. We don't have to go through any centralized institution to actually do the things. Because back here, back then, I was talking about, okay, you know, you got to set up, well, first of all, here's an old school ledger. you know, this is doing your whole budget. I had January, February, you know, you don't need any of that anymore, right? But at the end of the day, I was talking about how do you use the systems that have been in place for all these years to build cross-generational wealth in our community. And I was using an analogy because I'd been diagnosed with cancer. Your health is your wealth. So therefore, what are your own wealth factors? What can you do? What's different today is that you don't need to go through all of these traditional historic institutions to create cross-generational wealth. And so therefore, and that's what's flipped, the decentralization of your ability to navigate and move using technology to build and create cross-generational wealth down the line. And so I would update so much of that. And then with Letters to a Young Brother, you know, I would talk and Letters to a Sister, you know, they need to start early. You know, my son's 5 and I got him to talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's the old school rule, Ian, and I know you talk about it, you know, the time value of money, right?
Yes.
You know, time in the market is better than trying to time the market. All of those things, being in longer, we can start our babies, our young people early.
At a young age, yep.
And they can start themselves early, right? And so that's powerful. You know, that's powerful. If you start, if you take a young cat, start dollar cost averaging $5 a day, I don't care if it's in a dividend paying stock. I don't care if it's in Bitcoin. It doesn't really matter. If you just start doing it, set it and forget it at 13 years old, forget about it. Right. And that to me is the opportunity that's there. And that's why on our platform, we have this whole dollar cost averaging thing that we're launching next week, because we want people to be able to literally go into the app, literally not have to think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. So go in, hit it. Once you get in there, go in, you'll be able to hit a button that says $5 a day, boom, do your buy. And then you never even have to think about it again.
So and then the automation is better than motivation.
The automation is better than you have to think every day, check pricing every day. Go live your life, love on your loved ones, and let the technology do your investing and do your work.
So let's talk about this. Dollar cost averaging. You're extremely big on dollar cost averaging.
I am. I'm big on it.
Yes. You said something before where you went to a town in like Alabama or something like that. You met with the mayor. And you said if they put in $5 a day, what was that conversation you had with us?
We were gonna build. They had if there were, it was Tennessee, and the mayor was very big in crypto. Sat down, took a meeting, and the way we realized, we broke it down. If we took 30,000 people in their town, and we got them dollar cost averaging $5 a day, we're going to be able to build over $75 million in wealth in that small town in within 5 years. $75 million for that community. And we can do the exact same thing wherever we go. Again, it's getting back into the habit. It's about a mindset shift, and it's about getting out of the Robin Hood mentality. Robin Hood is robbing the hood, y'all. I mean, this is real, because Robinhood is trying to encourage you to be a trader. And I'm my whole thing is, I don't want you to be a trader unless that's what you really want to do. And you really
even enjoy. Then, if they want to do it, it pays more to be. And I trade for a living. Long-term investing pays a multiple way higher. Way higher. I mean to cut you off, but I have to chime in.
No. I hear you. I mean, listen, if you want to have those three screens up and be like Ian, and moving money.
But that's what I tell everyone. Invest 80% of your money, and then you never have to worry about that you get in at the right spot or losing a bunch of money when you could have had the money working for you.
Absolutely. I mean, let's be honest, no matter the most invaluable thing any of us have most is our time, right? Time's more valuable than any crypto. It's more valuable than any stock. And so if you're gonna spend all your days watching price movements and stressing out about it and worrying about this, it's better to just dollar cost average day. That's what I say, because then you can actually live your life. You can go be creative. You don't have to worry. You set it and forget it. Let it do its work. Let it do its thing. And then go live your life and do those things. And so that's, you know, I'm not giving anybody any investment advice. Let's be very clear. What I am telling you is just what I do. I buy Bitcoin every day. I buy the same amount every day. And sometimes I'll do some smart DCAing. So let's talk about what that is. You can set up what you want your smart DCA to be. A smart DCA would be if you decide, okay, you're going to have a set number you're doing daily, weekly, or monthly, whatever that number is. And then you say, oh, whenever the asset moves down 5% in a 24-hour period, I'm going to double down, or I'm going to put in X dollars more, whatever. Or maybe you set that number at 10%. Maybe you set it at 2. Whatever you decide, if it's a downside movement, you go in a little heavier. That's what some people call smart DCA. But the easiest way to do it is don't even worry about that. Set it, whatever you can afford on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, whatever you decide, and let it go and forget about it. And then run into me or Ian 3 years from now, and you're going to run up and be like, yo, that DCA thing, come on, man.
What do you say to the people that's like, all right, Hill Harper, you know, superstar actor, very successful person, but the person that's struggling day to day, that's the biggest thing I've always heard is like, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to invest, especially in something like Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, where a lot of people still don't fully understand it. They're like, this can disappear. What is it? It's not tangible.
Decent fellas.
Yeah.
You buy Jays, go on dates, go on vacation. Like, for me, I don't want
to feel legit. At least you can, to play devil's advocate, Ian, you go on a date. If it's a good,
you're not clapping first date.
Maybe.
Most aren't.
Maybe.
Just keep it 1,000.
50-50.
2080.
Okay, I got it. Okay, here we go. Our biggest
ask some entertainment.
Hey, our biggest problem, I believe, is what in terms of you look at our community, we have this thing called mattress money, right? We have this idea. 90 to 95% of the portfolio asset that we hold in our community is in cash. Yeah. And that's the problem. If you look at the wealthiest people in the world, 90 to 95% of our assets, it's not in cash. It's in ascending value asset classes like real estate, blue chip stocks, mutual funds, fine art, Bitcoin, you name it, right? We have to get out of cash. That's why we all know people working 3 jobs that barely make ends meet. Why? Because most of their asset is in cash. So every night their head hits the pillow, they wake up the next morning, they are poorer. Mm-hmm. Because the value, the purchasing power of the dollar is going down. The 22% of the circulating supply was printed last year. It's going to get even worse and worse and worse. So the longer we as a Black community stay in cash, the poorer we will get every day. So my goal is to get us out of cash. The least friction way, quickest, is get you into Bitcoin, right? That's why I set up the platform, get you into Bitcoin. But you don't have to stay there. There's so many other places to get. Just we need to get out of the US dollar. That is the critical piece, because your hourly wage is not keeping up with the inflation or the decreasing purchasing power of the dollar. Exactly. We got to get out of cash.
Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, it's even more important if you are in a situation where you're living paycheck to paycheck. It's even more important. And that's why I get into this argument with these elitist dudes, you know, brothers coming out. You know, I went to Harvard Law School, so I know a lot of them. They come out of Harvard and they work at JP Morgan and they say, Hill, I'm so surprised by you. And I say, why, brother? And they say, you are encouraging our people to get into such a volatile asset class. What are you doing? And I say, well, how much is your portfolio in Bitcoin? Well, that's not the point. I said, no, this banker the other day told me, well, I don't talk about that publicly, but I keep 5 to 10% of my portfolio. I say, well, how much is that? And he told me the number. It's a very significant number. And I say, so it's good enough for you, but it's not good enough for them? It's elitist and it's bullshit. We have to be honest. Now, it is volatile. That's why you dollar cost average, to take the volatility curve out. I'm not saying put all your money in, because you may have to pull some out tomorrow. I'm saying put in what you can afford. So the money you don't have to take out, because if you continue to just live off cash, all you're going to see is get poorer and poorer and poorer on a daily basis.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.